In March, Jose Rosado attended an Allentown rally to unveil a slate of new Latino Democratic candidates running for Pennsylvania's General Assembly.
It is my absolute pleasure to be here today for this historic announcement.
But he's concerned about their prospects.
The Latino community has been divided into three different houses. It makes it much more difficult for a Latino to win any one of those seats. I think that that's of concern.
Rosado's the first Latino mayor in the history of Pennsylvania. He says he worries the Latino community was cut out of local politics when Pennsylvania's legislative districts were overhauled this year. New maps were created to reflect population increases across the state and better reflect the state's growing diversity. To that end, Lehigh Valley's House districts were carved up, and this next part of the story gets a little numbers heavy. Allentown's 22nd House district was redrawn. The Valley then got a new district, the 134th. The city is also part of the 132nd district as well.
It's a zero-sum game. You have a certain amount of districts, 203 districts in the state, and the Lehigh Valley is among the growing areas of the state. So we're adding districts, right?
That's Chris Borick, a political science professor at Muhlenberg College. He notes the Lehigh Valley's population growth has been fueled by the Latino community. In fact, the most recent census shows that more than half of Allentown residents identify as Hispanic or Latino. But the remapping has divided the city, at least according to Jose Rosado.
You know, are they purposely trying to keep viable Latino candidates from running? Is this being done intentionally?
The former mayor of Fountain Hill initially announced a plan to run for the 22nd, but the final map changed that when his home was moved outside the district boundaries. And he's not the only one who's frustrated. Democrat Enid Santiago announced her campaign at that March rally in Allentown.
Long ago, I seen the need for representation. Decisions were being made, and people that look like me were not part of the decision making.
She's running to represent Pennsylvania's 134th House District, but she had planned to run for the 22nd. That is, until the new maps came out.
I was kicked out of pretty much my district and put into a brand new one.
Democrats aren't the only ones with concerns about the new map. The frustration crosses party lines. Stephen Ramos, a Republican who ran unsuccessfully to represent the 22nd district in the past, says the political power of the Latino community has been diluted.
When you think about the populations that they're supposedly trying to serve, you're not getting there if you're going to say, well, we're going to obliterate the districts as they are. And now the voter, even the voters, are going to be confused going, I don't even know what district I'm in.
That was an issue this year for Democratic candidate Norberto Dominguez. He was the only Latino in this year's race for the 22nd, but then he dropped out. He says the new district boundaries caused confusion, and candidates only had a few days to collect petition signatures because the new maps were delayed.
It's so oddly cut that you can cross a street and be in another district.
The chair of the Redistricting Commission, Mark Nordenberg, declined to speak with WLVR for this story, but during the redistricting process, he called the 22nd one of eight opportunity districts for minority candidates. These are areas where no incumbents live in the district due to the remapping. Still, for political scientist Chris Borick, the changes kept Latino populations in the New Valley districts comparable. Latinos still make up about 60% of the 22nd district in both the old and new maps.
It's a puzzle, right? When you create a new district, first of all, you're going to be moving old districts. But of course, as you start moving those parts, you know, it's going to be a ripple effect.
Borick says he believes redistricting was done in good faith, and he notes that in politics, the only constant is change.
That's the reality, and it's good for us in the Valley. We got more population, we have more representatives, which on the whole is a good thing for our representation in Harrisburg.
Allentown's Enid Santiago narrowly made it onto the Democratic ballot for the 134th district in the May primary after surviving a court challenge over her petition signatures.
The redistricting was good overall, but when it came down to the fastest growing population in the state of Pennsylvania, I don't believe that we got that fair district.
Santiago is now the only Latino in the Valley running for a seat in the state house. And she's got just 1 week left to convince Democratic voters in a new area that doesn't know her that she's the best candidate for the ticket. Hayden Niven, WLVR News.